abduction of Sita. Shurpanakha immediately went to Lanka to seek her brother Ravana's protection. Ravana was furious when he saw the pathetic condition of Shurpanakha. She mentioned that Rama, Lakshmana and Sita resided in Panchavati without any bodyguards. She said that Sita was the most beautiful woman on earth. Ravana devised a plan to abduct Sita. Ravana went to Maricha. Maricha had the power of changing himself into any form that he desired. Ravana asked Maricha to help him by assuming the guise of a golden deer and allure Rama far into the forest. Maricha tried to persuade Ravana to stay away from Rama, but Ravana threatened to kill him if he did not agree to the plan. Maricha preferred to die at the hands of Rama, so he agreed to help in the abduction of Sita. So, when Maricha, disguised as a golden deer, proceeded toward the hermitage, Sita expressed a desire to possess it. Rama asked Lakshmana to protect the hermitage and went towards the forest in pursuit of the golden deer. After much pursuit, when Rama shot an arrow at the deer, Maricha collapsed on the ground. But before dying, he imitated the voice of Rama and cried out the names of Lakshmana and Sita. When Sita heard the voice, she requested Lakshmana to go to Rama's assistance. Lakshmana did not want to disregard Rama's order and said that nothing could happen to Rama. But Sita insisted. Lakshmana regarded Sita as his mother and could not turn down her order. He drew four lines around the cottage and requested Sita not to go beyond the line. As soon as Lakshmana left, Ravana transformed himself by wearing an ascetic's apparel and approached the hermitage asking for alms. He could not cross the lines drawn by Lakshmana, so he begged Sita to come and give him alms as he was hungry. The moment Sita crossed the lines, Ravana forced Sita to get into his chariot. Jatayu, the king of eagles, saw Ravana abducting Sita and engaged him in battle. Till Ravana cut the wings of Jatayu and took Sita away. Jatayu lamented and he refused to die before he met Rama. He wanted to narrate the incident to Rama and so waited prayerfully for Rama. Rama returned to the hermitage after killing the golden deer and found that Sita was not there. Rama and Lakshmana went in search of Sita. They came across Jatayu, who narrated everything to Rama. Then Jatayu accepted water from Rama's hands and breathed his last.